another edition of the Infinite Loopcast. You are joined on this episode by me, obviously, because I'm doing the intro. Well, that's all a bit rambly. And Aaron.
Hello.
It's just the two of us, Aaron.
Yes, it is this week.
It's an intimate soiree.
Yes, we need to reorganise.
Rejig and reorganise. I feel like it's going to turn into the Aaron and Dave show week on week.
It could do. We need to sort out when the others can get online, because life's changing for everyone.
Life is Strange.
Yes. Not that I've played that.
Which is not a game that I've played this week.
No. I need to get round to it.
See, it worked quite well, because James came on the show last week and I'd played loads of it.
Yeah.
Or at least I'd played some. And then this week, I played Naff All.
Yeah. Because you were playing with your wife, weren't you?
Yeah, she's in Spain.
Oh, well, that'd be hard to play then.
Which makes, playing with her on games very difficult.
But should give you loads of time to play on your own.
Should do, you'd think so, but then these things called children suddenly demand time and attention.
What you do is you give them loads of whiskey and put them to bed.
What I did is I put them to bed and then I gave myself loads of whiskey.
Ah, right, okay. That's not very good for playing games.
I thought that far ahead. No, well, I didn't think that far ahead.
Ah, okay.
And therein lies the crux of the matter. But yeah, so it's been a weird old week for me game-wise. I've turned on lots of things and installed various bits, but I haven't actually played. I think I've played Rocksmith for maybe 25 minutes.
I did dig out the cable for Rocksmith and plugged it into the guitar, and then that's as far as I got.
Ah, it's a good game.
It is. It's great. It's just, it's getting round to doing it. For one, the fact that I've got my chair set up for Elite Dangerous means it is a bit tricky to do some other games. Especially if they require me to have my hands free. Because obviously I've got the HOTAS attached to the chair.
Right.
So anything that requires the front of the chair gets the HOTAS gets in the way. Because the Velcro that attaches the HOTAS to the chair is quite strong. And it's quite tricky to undo.
Oh, really?
It's industrial strength Velcro.
Right.
And you can't just pull it off. You have to basically lever it off because it is that strong. It doesn't wobble at all. The mounts on the chair wobble more than the Velcro. So it's quite good. But that also means it's not as easy to keep removing it and putting it on. So I am looking at other options for using a HOTAS. There's a nice set of stands, floor stands, that your HOTAS can attach to, that I'm looking at. That's quite nice, but they are quite pricey for what they are.
Right.
Unfortunately, I can't do welding, so I can't make my own. So I did have a look. I did start getting it ready, but yeah. I've been sorting out the play space as well, which is one of the reasons. Basically, I've just made a big, a reasonable size bit of floor that I can play in, so I can do some more room scale based stuff. I've still obviously got the ceiling height problem caused problems with any game that requires me to flail my arms around. But for sedate games, I can still play. Because I did see that Talos Principle VR's out.
I saw that as well. I was very
tempted with it.
Yeah. And it's £5 or £10 off? 25% off, I think.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you own Talos Principle.
Which I do.
Correct. Same here.
So I was tempted, but I don't know. Payday 2 beta's coming out next month. And that's free. The beta's at least free for people who own Payday 2.
Okay.
So I'll definitely need to get in on that. Nice bit of Payday 2. Doing a heist in VR?
Yeah, but is it teleporting VR or is it?
I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work. We'll have to see when it happens.
Okay.
Because obviously a big part of that is sneaking around.
Right.
And not getting noticed.
Right.
Or acting normal, should I say. So when you're busting into a bank, you've got to act normal until the point where you put the mask on and it all goes to pot. Yeah, the idea is you can do certain things like sneak in and scope it out and get key cards before the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you go loud and that's it. All hell breaks loose. So I'll see how that goes, because if it's a free beta, there's nothing to stop you just playing it, seeing if you like it, and then seeing if you want to go for the full version when it comes out. But yeah, so I've been sorting out the play space, because I wanted to play some Room Scale, but then all I've managed to play is Fantastic Contraption.
I've always wanted to play that. I've got it installed and ready, but I never get around to setting up the space to play in.
Yeah, the problem is, when you first start the game, you scale your play space. You scale the island you're playing on.
Okay.
So, you know there's an island space, and you build your thing on the island.
Yeah.
And then it moves off, and you've got to try and get the blob in the zone.
Yeah.
But you scale it when you first start out, so you're supposed to position it and scale it. But after you've done that, when you first go in, if you haven't scaled it right, I can't find a way of rescaling it. Because I scaled it, and the edge of the place, the edge of the island was over the top of my table, so out of my play area effectively.
Right.
But it kept putting the next mission dog button thing at the right of the edge of the island.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to be careful, because I was reaching effectively out of my safe area to get that, and I couldn't work out how to reposition it. And then I had a real weird glitch where my contraption just jangled its way through the island. I kept resetting it, but it kept flying off into space. Some weird physics bug meant it glitched its way through the island. Given the fact it's a physics-based game, didn't film with confidence. But yeah, it was quite fun. The first few levels were quite fun. But yeah, when I got to that glitch, I just gave up and tried something else.
That's a shame.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll go back to it at some point and have another go. See if I can look up some manual on how to rejig the play space.
Mm-hmm.
So I can move basically the island into the centre of my play space. And then I can walk round it and get a proper...
There'll have to be something like that.
I'm sure there is. It just wasn't obvious. Because obviously it was originally designed for Vive.
Right.
Because they were the only ones that had the hands at the time.
Yes.
It came out. So
that
it was
whole era of chaos.
Oh, yes, yes. The initial faffing about where... So there's still games out there that don't recognise the touch. Although this does have touch controller models in it, even though it's booted from Steam. You see, it might be the fact that I'm running it from Steam doesn't help either. Because obviously you can buy it from the Oculus store now.
Yeah.
But I had it through Steam.
Do I have it in the Oculus store? I might have it in the Oculus store.
Ah, you see, I've got it through Steam. Because I got it for using with the Razer Hydras.
Ah, those old chestnuts.
Not that it worked particularly well with those anyway. So
nothing worked particularly well with the Razer Hydras.
No. Well, for a start, they were cabled, so you couldn't move too far from your desk.
Right.
Or from the base station, should I say. So that was all a bit weird. And it was a bit of a hack on top. Even though it was an official hack, it was still a bit of a hack. Because it was Valve that released the drivers originally.
Mm-hmm.
That let you hack it in. But then everyone else hacked on top of it. To get it to work better. So, yeah. But yeah. So that, it was all right. That was playable. That's about all the new stuff I've played, though. I've played a bit of bit more Boundless. They've re-leveled all that, so you get a lot more XP a lot quicker. So it's not so grindy, because everyone was complaining it was a bit grindy. So it's not quite so grindy anymore. You just get in there and get some stuff done. Effectively, at the moment, I can craft any machine and any normal blocks and normal tools. The high level stuff I can't get to yet, but then that doesn't matter because I can't get to the high level resources yet. So I'll get there at some point. I just need to put some more hours into that. I played a bit more Black Desert. Not much to say on that. I've just been doing some AFK grinding and things like that.
Is that fun? Yeah, I mean, I still got to play the AFK.
The AFK isn't fun, but then it's AFK stuff. You set it going and leave it.
Right.
And it doesn't give you much. Effectively, if you do AFK strength training, it can give you extra strength so you can carry more. If you do extra, if you do just normal breathing training or something. Basically,
what,
running back and forwards.
Breathing underwater or something?
No, just running back and forwards gives you stamina.
Okay.
You can do AFK fishing, which just gives you some fish. Not much, but you can. And you can level up your fishing skill. And it's just stuff like that. You can just do some basic AFK stuff. You can do basic horsemanship, which gets you slightly better horse riding, I think, or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it costs you carrots and stuff. It's not great. It gives you a slight boost for a couple, like carrying weight. The amount of gathering you can do is your stamina, is your energy points, which is from just walking back and forwards. And I think you can get faster horses or something if you train up your horsemanship or something. It gives you slight boosts if you know. AFK for a long time and do all this and mess about, but not a great deal. So I was just doing it because I could.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done a little bit of extra stuff in it. But yeah, it is a slow game to get going. You can power level and stuff like that, but I'm just taking it nice and slow. And it's my messing around game, really. If I'm watching some telly or listen to a podcast or something, I can just poodle through that game and not worry about it too much. Because the combat isn't tricky. Especially not in the area I'm in. I can one-shot some of the monsters I need for meat and stuff. They don't give me much XP either, so. But yeah, that's nothing. Oh yeah, so I've just been playing with that. Just working out systems and that sort of stuff in that. What else have I done? More Vostok Inc. I played that all the time. Every now and then, at lunch times and things. That's just a clicker combined with a twin stick shooter. There's a clicker in the background, and there's a twin stick shooter you can play in the foreground. So it's a bit weird, but yeah, it's quite good. Quite good. Keeps you going back for the clicker bit, and you get a nice bit of twin-stick shooter while you're playing the clicker.
Okay.
So it's a bit of a combination of both. So it's a nice little game. I'm glad we saw that at the EGX this year. But yeah, I'm playing it on PC, okay. On Steam. But the one thing I don't like is the fact there's no Steam cloud saves. There is apparently on PS4 and Vita.
Yeah.
That cloud saves between the two items, I think.
Mm.
It's a cross-play, but it's not a cross-buy, it's a cross-play. But not on Steam, which is a bit strange, but I guess that was a choice that was made at some point. Hopefully they'll fix that. But yeah, that's just a little game I play sometimes at lunchtime, or if I'm setting the... Because it'll play on the tablet, so I can play it anywhere and everywhere. All I need to do is plug a keyboard or a joystick in and I can play it. So play that. I'm just trying to think what else. Oh, Elite Dangerous, I've set up Voice Attack again.
Nice.
I've been tweaking around with the settings and managed to get it to recognise my voice. The only problem at the moment is it's accidentally recognising other sounds as my voice, so it's getting a bit confused, so I need to have another tweak at it and see if I can get it to work better. But yeah, voice attack, because there's I've got three voice packs now for Elite.
It does make it feel so much more futuristic, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, when you can just talk to it and it talks back in a nice voice and you can ask it questions and stuff. I want to include, there's this other plugin called EDDI.
Okay.
And what that does is that will, when you jump into a system, it will announce what that system is and your status in that system.
Ah, that's cool.
Because what it does is it reads from the log files, Elite Dangerous log files.
Right, so it can see where you're up to.
So it sees where I am and knows what my status is in that system. So it can then tell me about it.
That's cool.
It's not as important now because Elite Dangerous now have, I think in an earlier patch, now tell you when you've hit to jump to a system, it tells you what your status is in that system.
Right.
But it's just in text. This will actually tell you about it.
So I think that's really nice.
It is. It's a nice little thing, feature, and hopefully...
You're saying that Elite Dangerous will do that by default now?
When you hit hyperspace, or frameshift as it is called, there'll be the frameshift box props comes up and tells you what the status, if the status is in anarchy, and whether it's an allied power or a hostile power, and I think it'll tell you whether you're wanted in that system as well. It also tells you what star it is, so you know if it's scoopable or not.
Why? Some stars not scoop? I've still never fuel scooped.
You've never fuel scooped? Yeah. Only half the stars, I think, are scoopable.
Why?
Half the type of stars. Because of the type of star, it's all based on actual physics.
Right.
They obviously don't give off hydrogen or something, so you can't scoop the hydrogen or plasma or whatever it is.
Like, it's based on actual physics, but it's still in the game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Within its limitations, it's actual physics.
Yes, yeah. It's still fantasy. It's still sci-fi, but it's based on some physics that they've, you know, it's like, you know, Star Trek. It has its own, it's all based on real physics, but with some sci-fi tweaks.
Complete tangent here.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new Star Trek?
I've seen part of the first episode.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron.
I didn't really get into it. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
I was quite ill at the time, watching it in bed. So that might have affected it. Maybe I'll go back to it at some point, but yeah, I've not watched all of the first episode yet.
It's superb.
There's some really good ideas on it, but yeah.
The whole thing's brilliant. It's...
Some of it seemed a bit hand-wavery.
What do you mean?
Some of the mysticism.
Star Trek in general, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. But then again, I'm watching anime, so I don't know why that's causing a problem. Some of the anime I'm watching is just weird. I can't remember what I was watching the other day. That was so weird, I had to turn it off. It was just beyond what I could put up with. So Elite Dangerous I've been playing. I'm always playing. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of new stuff coming out for Elite Dangerous that I'm quite excited about. But that's all next year. Because obviously I went to Frontier Expo a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And they saw all the announcements and got to meet a bunch of people.
Yeah, because you came back saying that they're basically making so much money from the bobbleheads and ship packs.
I believe that's what it is. Yeah, they're making so much money from all the people buying the extras that they don't need to charge for new expansion packs, new seasons.
That's amazing.
But they have said that those people with lifetime expansion packs,
yeah,
lifetime, are going to get stuff next year that other people won't get for free.
Right.
So whether that's they'll be
ships.
Putting. Well, no, I don't think it'll be ships. That'll be. It might be that some of the store content, so the prettiness, you might get an exclusive ship. They've done that before, but it'll be a version of an existing ship because I can't remember whether it's a Viper or the Cobra Mark IV. One of them is only available to people who pre-ordered Horizons, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only a slight variation on an existing ship. It's slightly better.
No, it's not going to be enough to.
But if you just get the next tier up ship, that outweighs all that anyway. So it's not.
Right.
It's not unbalancing, and you still have to earn it and buy it. You just have access to it that people who didn't pre-order it don't. But they, you know, you still have to pay for it in game. So they might do something like that, or I don't know. There might be something. We'll see. We'll see what, because they've got to announce that yet.
Right.
But yeah, there was a lot of people whinging that, you know, you've paid for this lifetime membership, and
it was about 125 quid, was it?
It was about that. It was quite pricey at the time, but it seemed because at the time it looked like they were going to do yearly season passes. So that would have, after 3 years or something, or 4 years, that would have paid for itself. But obviously now, they've only had one season out, Horizons, and that has been going for about 2 years or something. And next year's going to be free, so that'll be 3 years.
Right.
So that effectively stretches out the break-even point for the lifetime subscriptions.
Okay.
So if it's going to be 3 years per expansion pack, that pushes it out to 12 years. Before it's worthwhile. Well, it pushes it out to about 9 years.
Oh, no, I was thinking just in terms of support.
Well,
obviously, in terms of value, it's not great. But yeah. 12 years of support, if that's what they're saying, then.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how long it goes for. They're looking at going for that long because they've got loads of content planned. So next year, we're getting prettier planets. They're revamping mining, revamping exploration. What else are they doing? An encyclopedia built in. Sort of thing, where discoveries and stuff, sort of, I don't know, sort of, what's it called? Achievements. Things to go and see and things to go and do and tick off your list. So they're adding that into the game and a bunch of other in-game improvements, wing missions. Oh, there's a whole bunch of stuff. That looks quite good. There's a couple of new ships coming in. I can't remember all the big things now. I did have them written down, but I haven't got them with me at the moment.
That's right.
Because I wasn't expecting to talk about it. There's some really good stuff coming in. And they said they haven't announced everything yet, so that's good. That'll all be coming out. We'll see about that. That's coming out next year. Obviously, there's still the Thargoid this year. So yes. The aliens. Yeah, so I haven't seen an alien yet. I haven't gone looking. Apparently, it's quite easy to find them.
You get killed, don't you, the moment you find them?
No, not necessarily. There's new tech in the game now that you can actually fight them, and people have taken down them, killed them. And you can get resources out of them. Yeah. And the stuff about the Guardians, which is another alien race that that we don't know much about yet. And that's going to come next year. There's going to be more stuff about the Guardians next year. So Thargoids this year and Guardians next year. So we'll see. But yeah, that's Elite Dangerous. Just constantly playing that when I'm not, when I've got time and want to be in VR.
Well, I have been. I've got South Park. Oh, South Park Fractured But Whole finally arrived. Did you hear about the whole kerfuffle there?
Oh, I saw some Twitter stuff about that. Yes, yeah.
So my pre-order was at it, I think, December last year? When we did the Wildlands pre-orders, you remember that?
Yeah.
Right, pre-ordered at the same time to get it as part of that deal.
Yeah, because we got a good deal at that time.
Yeah, really good deal. So South Park ended up costing me £26 for the deluxe edition. And then, didn't arrive, their release. No sign of it, no delivery email, no nothing. So I got in touch with them and said, you know, what's going on? Order this in December and you still not made good on it.
Stop touching your mic.
So sorry. Where's my thing? So they had to look into it and they had to look into it some more and then they found it and it just got stuck in the system. So they posted it out from Germany and it arrived today. But even better, to make amends for it being delayed, they give me the season pass.
Is it any good?
Haven't played it.
Ah, okay.
I installed it.
Gonna say, it's great them giving you the season pass, but if you don't like the game, then...
I enjoyed the last one. I really enjoyed the last one. Even if this one is as good as the last one in terms of gameplay, I'll be very happy. I don't require really deep systems in RPGs to be happy.
Well, apparently the gameplay's better, but some of the humour is a bit repetitive or not as good.
I don't think that's going to bother me.
Okay, if you're just there for a silly little game that is sometimes funny, apparently that's okay. And if you look back some of if you take them at face value about some of the the decisions they've made about some of the stuff they're sending up. Like the fact that difficulty rating is based on your, is it the colour of your skin?
Correct.
Whether that makes a difference actually in game, I don't know. I've not heard, but that's what a lot of people were up in arms about. Whether they're allowed to say that. Obviously, you know, it's a bit.
Well, they're allowed to say whatever they want.
Well, yes, but it's whether they're. They're treating it properly.
Ah, oh, that's a different matter.
Yes. But they've done it. And it is South Park. And you expect them to do some things that aren't maybe great. But we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it would be surprising if it wasn't. But I'm looking forward to playing it because it's South Park and I really like South Park. And then I also got hold of Lego City Undercover on the PS4.
Okay.
Because the PC version is still completely balked.
Is it?
The last time I tried it was, and that was about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
You had to bugger about to get it to even load, and frankly, I can't bother with that. So Argos are doing it for $19.99, including two Lego toys. And these aren't like minifigures. These are, I've got a little helicopter and a police car.
It was £20 in Sainsbury's today without the Lego.
Right. This is with the Lego.
It was strange because they've got an Argos in store as well. In Sainsbury's.
You should have got it from the Sainsbury's. From the Argos.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get it at all. Because I've got it on PC. And I barely played it on the PC. I've got it on Wii U. And I've barely played it on Wii U.
So I had it on Wii U, and then I've sold it for Wii U. The only games that I've got left for my Wii U, just turning around to my shelf, I've got Super Mario Bros. Super Smash Bros., which is going, because I don't play it. I've got The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, which I'm working my way through. I've got Super Mario Maker, which I just play, I don't make. And I've got Yoshi's Woolly World.
You see, I've got Bayonetta 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got Mario Maker that I've never started, never turned on.
Right.
I've got Breath of the Wild, which I've only played a little bit of.
I've got Breath of the Wild, but I've not opened that. I'm hoping that that's going to be one of those rare games.
What else have I got? I've got Lego City Undercover, and I think that might be it. I've got Minecraft, and a couple of other digital games I got through a Humble Bundle or something. Citizens of Planet Earth or something. There was a Humble Bundle at one point, and you got some Wii U games, so I went for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't play any of those. The kids occasionally play Minecraft on it, and I watch Netflix. You can't even play iPlayer on it now, because they've taken that off now.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, that was annoying. I'm half expecting YouTube to go away. Because they stopped supporting it, really. Because the MeView first is gone now, isn't it?
Yeah, but I guess the...
Or going. I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, I've got the Wii U. The Wii U's going to be moved. I'm moving the Wii U into the bedroom, and it's not going to be connected to a TV. It's just going to exist.
Yeah, mine's not plugged up to a telly. I just play it. It's next to the bed. I just play it on the gamepad.
Yes, that's my grand plan as well.
But I can't play Lego Undercover because that's a dual screener. And you can't play Mario, I don't think, because that's a dual screener.
That's interesting. Mario, no, Mario, as in Mario.
Mario Maker.
A Mario Maker, right. I don't think I got rid of Super Mario 3D World, so that must be here somewhere as well. I'll be upset if I got rid of that. I didn't want to get rid of that. Why would I have done that? No, I can't have done. It's got to be here somewhere.
But yeah, I've still got Farpoint here, sat in its cellophane. Battlefront 2 is coming out soon, and I haven't even played Battlefront 1. That's sat here.
Battlefront 2, I don't know what to do about. I completely agree with James's comment last week that I should vote with my wallet and not get it.
Yeah.
But then I really want it.
Well.
I didn't feel that it offers huge value, but then at the same time, it's offering me some sort of lightsaber for Yoda, and I'm starting to panic about where the flipping hell. So, yes, so I got all these exciting new games, but of course, because Claire's away, I haven't had really time to do anything, because I've sort of been parenting and running up and down the stairs at night time and things. Oh, there's Mario. I've got quite a few. I've got Captain Toad, Mario, and something else. So I've turned to mobile gaming.
Okay.
And I went through the App Store.
Okay, well, on your phone rather than your iPad?
On my phone.
Okay.
And I started becoming obsessed with Angry Birds Evolution.
Oh, I've not seen that one.
Which I purely downloaded because it's Iron Maiden themed at the moment because of Halloween.
Okay.
I was a sucker for that. So I've downloaded some Iron Maiden Angry Birds. It's really quite good. So they've taken the basic principle of Angry Birds.
Yes.
As you would expect. And they've laid it flat.
Okay.
So, instead of you having structures to destroy.
Yeah.
You've just got pigs to destroy on, like, a square that's laid out in front of you. And there's rocks and things, and there's various obstacles that sort of change the terrain. But basically, you're just flinging pigs in a square and killing things. And it's not bad.
So, is it top down then?
No, it's almost, it's like 3D from the side, almost isometric.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, honestly, give it a go. I'm struggling to describe it. It's Angry Birds from the side.
Well, yeah, Angry Birds always was from the side.
Oh, no, yeah, all right. It's 3D Angry Birds.
Okay. I have to see how the controls work for that.
But in an arena. And it's got it's got the same feel. You know, Angry Birds had like quite a satisfying feel.
Yeah.
This is really satisfying to play.
Okay.
And there's a lot of various timers. You know, bits of the game get locked out and things for X amount of time unless you use currency to unlock them. But for the for me, the lockouts work really well because I don't play on my phone. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm busy doing real life stuff.
Yeah.
So they don't. They're not that quick that I'll never get to play them. It's quite a reasonable lockout system.
Okay.
So give it a go. It's well worth it, especially if you like Iron Maiden. The other thing I've played is I've played OK Golf.
You and golf games. It's just
I know.
All golf. But this isn't
like every golf. So this is everybody golf. This is how do you describe OK Golf is an isometric golf puzzler almost. So the golf course is isometric. And your mission is to get that, you know, you get 3 stars based on if you get it in under par and la la la.
Yeah.
But there's hidden holes that you can sink it in. And further than that, there's Halloween pumpkins to collect and stuff. Like it's all a bit subversive. It's good fun. I quite like it. Golf's a very simple concept, isn't it, for a game? Like it in terms of on
mobile, yes.
On mobile, a, yeah, because you can just pull and let go.
Yeah.
And that from that perspective, it works really, really well. I can floor it.
Yeah, if you're not doing all sorts of wind and banking and different grass levels and different clubs and all your different golfy things, then yeah, you can make golf quite simple as just a pitch and putt sort of game.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, do you remember the old Java-based crazy golf games?
Yes.
It's a bit like them in terms of how you control it. It's brilliant. It's a really clever little game. So I've been very much involved with my phone.
Yeah, I need to find a game to play on the phone because I've got Crazy Taxi on there, and I'm playing that. But it's not a game.
Apparently, it's not so great.
It's a clicker. It's not a game. It's just another clicker. I'm just having a look now. I did install some other stuff on there, but even so, you know.
You should try. You should try Angry Birds.
I'll have a look. See whether it's see how much it is on Android.
It's free.
I have to say, is it free on Android though? Because I know. Oh no, it was free on Android before, wasn't it? But you had to pay on iOS.
Yeah.
When it first came out.
Yeah, it's free.
Okay. Is it basically ad supported, or is it just?
There are ads. They're very unobtrusive.
Okay, cool. I don't mind the old ads if it's, you know, at the starting screen and menu screens and stuff. So I've just switched my Twitter app over because I was getting really annoyed with the current Twitter app.
Why, because of ads?
No, the fact that my timeline wasn't a timeline as such. It was whatever they wanted to promote on there.
Even from
my feed. There was obviously the adverts. But they also rearranged the timeline to be not a timeline.
Right.
And I was missing tweets from people.
Oh, that's dumb.
Because it wouldn't tell me. I had no way of identifying where I'd got to in the timeline. And I had to keep scrolling backwards and forwards and trying to figure out what I'd seen and what I hadn't seen. So I downloaded another Twitter app. And, this now just takes me to the top of my feed, and any new tweets that I haven't seen are above that. So you just scroll up, and all the tweets I haven't seen are there.
Well, that's nice.
And it just basically says, right, you've had 6 tweets that you haven't seen, or last night it was 80-something tweets, which I think is a bit much. So I'm going through trying to call some Twitter followers. Oh, sorry, that I'm following, people I'm following that are tweeting too much. Because I can only read so many tweets a day. It's just not...
It's a bit oppressive, isn't it?
Yeah. You just got so many things going off. It's like Facebook. There's some people on my Facebook feed that just seem to constantly repost stuff all the time. And you think, oh, that's great, but it's just noise now. You're just a noise maker.
I don't have reposters. I've got someone who actually prolifically posts, like, original material.
Oh. Most of my feed is just reposts. It's just, oh, look at this YouTube video, or look at this tweet from, this post from somebody else, or look at this web page, or look at this.
I think I'd prefer it if it was retweets.
It's just music videos, or memes, or, it's just pointless material. So I've given up looking at my timeline on Facebook. There's a couple of groups I'd go to that I get notifications for.
Right.
But that's about it, really. And that's just people making and selling reenactment kit, so.
You and your pretend Anglo-Saxonry?
Yes. My daughter went in, and apparently they were being... Were they being... Bronze Age, I think, they were doing. But she went in her Anglo-Saxon kit, because that was the closest we had, so...
Oh, what, to school?
Yeah. They were doing a Bronze Age day where they were pretending to be Bronze Age people.
She must have been the coolest person there.
Well, yeah, she did. And my son's doing a Viking day, so he's got exactly the right kit for that. So he did wear the Viking kit. So that'll be good. So, but yeah, basically all they say is, you know, you can just go in a T-shirt turned inside out and some dark trousers or something, but yeah, she went in a full kit. As long as the kit comes home, which sometimes it doesn't.
Very often, yeah. That's the trouble with sending stuff in with kids.
Yes, and you just think, no, don't lose the expensive stuff.
What was I going to say? I talked other games, by the way, that I forgot that I should talk about, because there's news on this.
Okay.
So there's a little game called LEGO Dimensions.
Yes.
Do you remember that I went quite all in on LEGO Dimensions?
You did. You did go quite heavily on that. And my kids wanted me to at one point.
Yeah. So I don't... I still haven't actually got around to setting up the portal and playing it. I've got loads of figurines. Yeah, I know.
Isn't it about 2 years since you got into that?
Must have been a year and a half, yeah. It's... It takes up a lot of space, that portal, and it's not a VR headset. And frankly, the space on my desk has been taken up by VR headsets and gear. But I do need to get around to playing it. But I'm not going to be buying many more sets because they're killing it. They've pulled the end of LEGO Dimensions.
Okay, I just saw a set them all at in the supermarket today. So,
were they on offer?
I didn't pay that much attention. I don't think so. They've always got a whole bunch of stuff there, so hopefully it will be soon.
So they've said that they're going to continue to support it, in that it will stay online at the online bits, and the packs will all still work, and like everything will still happen, and they'll still support it from that perspective, but they're not going to be releasing any more packs.
Okay.
So I think that they should, be gentlemen about it and unlock all the content.
They may do, maybe, after a while. But how are you going to do it about, doesn't some of the content need certain characters?
Yeah.
Would you just select them from a list instead of...
So you can already rent a hero...
Oh, okay.
Rent-A-Hero is already a thing. That's been in there since, I think, the first patch. So once you start to get coins in-game, you can just borrow a hero.
Hmm.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, okay, but does that mean that you then unlock that content for that hero?
You can unlock it while you've got them rented, yeah.
Okay.
Which is fair.
But when they become unrented, you lose that content?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
But I don't think any of that's particularly unfair.
No, okay, it's a bit weird, but yeah.
So,
Toys for Life game where you don't actually have the toys. But, yeah, it's all digital anyway. It's all a bit weird. Toys for Life is a bit weird anyway. But, you know.
I get it. I do get it. So, yeah, bizarrely, I've played more Star Wars Disney Infinity than I have LEGO Dimensions.
Yeah.
Through a bizarre twist of fate.
So that's coming to an end.
That's coming to an end. So basically,
Disney Infinity's ended.
Ended, yep.
Skylanders, that's gone, has it?
Skylanders is going.
Okay. So that's most of Toys for Life has gone then.
Yeah, I think Skylanders, they're resting it.
Okay.
I don't think they're...
Because we did a big interview with Lightseekers at the EGX.
Right.
That's it's a big Toys for Life game that has big model toys. It's not little toys you add on a portal. It's Bluetooth toys that sync with your phones and things. And you play with in-game. So they're effectively controllers as well as toys.
Okay.
Because they've got tilt sensors in and things.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was a bit weird. We've yet to put that interview up because it was quite a long one. Because it's a card game, it's a mobile game, and it's a Toys for Life game.
This is the game that's all things to all people. Isn't
yeah,
it?
It was weird. The card game cards also work in the Android iOS game as well. You scan them in and they go into the game. But you could also just play it as a card game. As an Android, free-to-play Android game as well.
Yeah, at least thought all this stuff through.
Yeah. The only big thing was the fact that the toys were about 70 quid.
Ooh.
But they are motion tilt-sensored Bluetooth controllers, effectively, mm-hmm. for the game. So it's a bit weird.
Still a bit punchy, isn't it?
It's still a bit pricey. Although I think there were only two you could collect, so. But we'll see. I don't know. I wasn't planning on buying one. I think they did send it out that we could get one for review, but.
We should do that.
I don't know. It's the fact that we've got to then do a review and they'll probably want it back anyway.
I want it for the shelf.
Yes, but I should imagine they want it back.
Can we negotiate with them so it's for my shelf?
you could ask them. Yeah. See what they say. But yeah.
Just tell them it's a really nice shelf.
Yeah. We need to get their the card game. Because basically Simon interviewed them through while he was playing the card game. And that was quite good. I've got partway through editing the audio. But there's a lot of background noise, so I'm trying to get rid of the background noise, but to keep the audio. But obviously, I'd like to add the video as well. We've got two lots of video to add to that. So we'll see. See how I get on with that.
Have to have an investigation into it.
Yes, I shall have to find that.
Yeah, so yeah. I haven't really played much. I mean, that's it. I've not done much. I've played a lot of Angry Birds, which is a game that I thought I'd finished with the series a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I obviously got Angry Birds and Star Wars and space and all that lot and the Piggy game or whatever that was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that was it.
I quite like that. I quite like Bad Piggies.
I thought I would, but it didn't stick with me for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's my sort of game. Because it's a physics-based game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sort of. And then, yeah, I thought I'd really love that, but I didn't get on with it. I don't know why. It's probably because I wasn't playing it on an iPad or a tablet. I was playing it on a phone. And it's more suited to a tablet, I think, that one. So, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I need to play a lot more different games. I've still got Tacoma. I must play Tacoma.
God, I've still got Tacoma on the PC.
Yeah, I've got it on PC. And I must play it, because it's sat there, and I'm thinking, I really love Gone Home. So much so, I bought it on PC and PS4.
Yeah.
But Tacoma, I've started it, but I've not got very far on it. I've actually booted it up, and I got into the space station, but that's as far as I got before I had to quit. So I need to find some time and really sit down and play that. But yeah, there's more games coming out. And say Destiny 2 for PC is out
Destiny
tomorrow.
Destiny 2, Assassin's Creed, Mario.
Well, I haven't got Switch, so that's Mario gone.
Assassin's Creed?
I've never got on with Assassin's Creed.
I'm trying to get hold of Origins as we speak from the Uplay store.
See, I've never got on with any of them. I own most of them, but I've never got on with playing any of them. So I don't know why I own most of them. Probably because they get really cheap at various points on Steam. And Origin. It is Origin. No, it's Uplay, isn't it?
Uplay. Uplay.
Yeah, so I have the first four, I think, on Steam, and the rest of I've got a couple on Uplay. But yeah, we'll see. But yeah, it's starting to. There's a few games coming out, isn't there? Now we'll see how far we get with those.
Hmm.
Yes. I'm hoping to start streaming soon.
Yeah, the Friday. So let's explain to people what's going on. So the Friday,
the idea,
well, Mondays and Fridays, right?
The idea was Mondays and Fridays. Mondays would be a show, Fridays would be a show slash stream.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be a live show, come stream on the Fridays. The problem is I don't think everyone's set up for streaming yet.
Right.
So we need to have a get together, set up streaming. See how it's going to work, and then we can start planning in what we're playing, when we're playing it, and do a show at the same time sort of thing, catch up, just a chat while we stream. And hopefully we'll get people to suggest games to play.
Well, this sounds like a wonderful idea.
It will be. It's just whether we can get everybody streaming at the same time on the same devices and match it all up.
Well, as you know, I don't do streaming.
Not recently, no. You did do, because it's still on the channel.
I just find it odd talking to myself. So I'm not on the Friday show, so I'm on the Monday show.
Yes.
And on the Monday show, we're bringing the same quality nonsense that we've always bought.
Yes, we do need to sort out the Friday show. So we can get Anna back, and in theory, Cy will be there too. Which we'll see. See how it all works out. Because obviously Friday, it might be a bit hit and miss on whether people are available. So obviously if people are away for the weekend, they won't be there for the Friday.
Right.
So we'll see how that works out. Maybe it'll have to switch to a Thursday show. We'll see.
Who knows? It's not going to be part of... I'm not going to be on it.
Okay.
It's not going to be me. I don't think there's been any significant developments that are worth talking about, has there?
No. I don't think there's many announcements come out. Not that.
Oh,
I've
the original anything. Backwards compatibility is starting tomorrow on the Xbox.
Okay.
So I have to play all those Xbox games.
Okay. Well, I can too.
I'm looking forward to playing Crimson Skies.
I haven't got that. I had a look through my discs, but I haven't got Crimson Skies. I've only got about four or five games.
Crimson Skies is amazing. There was Crimson Skies, there was Rally Sport Challenge 2, and there was... Those were the two. Those were the two sort of jaw-dropping games for me on the Xbox. Oh, no, there wasn't. There was Midtown Madness.
Well, I've got Cthulhu, and I've got... Let's have a look. I've got Shenmue 2, or Shenmue 2, or whatever you want to call it.
No, I like Shenmue. Let's go with the Killer Whale.
Yep. I've got a couple of other games somewhere. I can't see them at the moment. But yeah, I've only got a few games for it. I had it as a media streaming box.
Okay.
Because it was one of the consoles that had a hard disk in it. And you could.
I'm with it.
You could basically rip all your CDs to it.
And yes, you could.
It. Yes.
I used to do that with Lynx 2004 Golf. Again, a golf game.
And Xbox Media Center. You could get a hacked version of Xbox and put that on there. And then you could stream off the network. One of the first Xbox Media Center.
XBMC.
XBMC. That's where Kodi and all that lot came from.
Yep.
So I've still got that on my Xbox, original Xbox. And it's still set up here, ready to play.
Well, when I'm done with Crimson Skies, you can borrow it, because I'm definitely playing my way through that again.
Okay, I'll have to have a go. And, maybe I can stream it, playing it on an original Xbox.
Crimson Skies is excellent. Really excellent.
I've not played it. I've played a few different games on the original Xbox. I did play Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and that was terrible. A mate worked on Cthulhu, that's why I've got that. And Shenmue 2, obviously. That was a classic at the time, but I really didn't get into it, so. We shall see. I might play that at some point. We'll see. But yeah, so I think that's it. And that's all we've got. And we'll see people next week. If Friday does or doesn't happen. I suspect if Friday does happen, it'll be lots of, is this working? Can you hear us?
That's why people come to us, Aaron.
Yes.
They don't come to us for smooth, slick audio and visual entertainment.
No. It'll be, is this working? Is my mic on? Is it streaming right? And we've got a bit right. That will be what Friday will be if it happens, if I can get enough people together.
Yeah.
If not, I might just stream something of my own.
Like what?
I don't know. If people want to suggest a game to stream, I have various amounts of devices here I can stream to, or stream from, should I say. And so there's Vita, there's PS4, there's original Xbox, there's PC. If anyone wants to suggest something to stream on Friday, obviously I couldn't do Destiny, but everyone's streaming Destiny. So if you want an old game that I've talked about or got, I can definitely do any of those. If not, I can pick one.
Otherwise, you'll be playing Pony Island again.
Possibly not.
I have been playing a game. Stop, don't end the show.
What?
I've been playing Dragon's Age Inquisition.
I need to finish that. I definitely need to finish that
one. I've started it on the Xbox.
Okay.
I forgot about it because I haven't even finished the tutorial level. But I'm on my way to the Rift.
Okay.
And I've just got to the stage where you've got like a team of four.
Okay, yeah.
And I've met the cool dwarf. For once, I'm not playing a dwarf. I'm playing a human mage.
I forgot you could change. I'm an elf mage, I think.
And, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, don't know how much I like the movement in the game.
There's a lot of jank in that game.
Yeah.
There's a hell of a lot of jank in that game.
It feels...
I really liked it, though, at the time. I really liked it.
I like the premise of it.
Yeah.
I like the premise. I like the fact that, you know, you're waking up as the anti-hero, possibly the anti-hero.
Yeah.
And it all goes from there. I like that. I'm going to stick this one through. I'm going to play...
It's a Bioware game, isn't it? So you've got all your...
Yeah, I'll play half an hour a week and then just...
And you decide what romances and stuff you want to do. And
oh, I'll probably just kill all my friends.
I don't think you can.
I'll give it a good go and I'll report
you
back.
Can choose not to be friends with a lot of people, I think.
I can't be bothered with all that stuff in the RPGs. I just simply want to play the story to see what goes on, because I tell you what I really was impressed with was that bit when you press start and the whole world explodes. That was awesome. I love that.
It's so long ago since I've played the start of that. But I know halfway through you go, right, this is it. This is the end of the game. And then you go, no, it's not.
It's the beginning of the game. But I'm going to play more of that. I mean, as I said, I barely touched it, but I wanted to fend off accusations from James. I haven't played anything. So I have played a tiny bit of that. And I booted up Taipei Man to show Claire what that was like on the Xbox.
Okay. Yeah, because that was one of our big show ones we were trying to get to play, weren't we?
Yeah, I've got Taipei Man on Steam as well. I don't know how I've got it on the Xbox. But I've got it on Steam and I've got it on the Wii U.
Okay.
So I'll give it a go. But yes, we're getting the show now. Aaron, okay. Where can people follow you?
I'm at AaronHUK.
You can follow me at Flysheek, FLEISCHYY. And you can follow the show at The Loopcasters. You can email us, theloopcasters@hotmail.com. And until next week, it's a bye from both of us.
Bye.